From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A small army of law enforcement officials has descended on the city of Tucson to answer one question. Who is Jared Loughner? Joining them are journalists and now reportedly private investigators working for Loughner's defense attorney. NPR's Martin Costi reports that people were trying to understand Jared Loughner long before Saturday's tragic shooting.
The Loughners live on the north side of Tucson in an older subdivision surrounded by saguaro cactuses. Steve Woods has lived next door for 7 years.
I've seen Jared walk down the street several times, and like I said, my son will try to say hi to him, and he still wouldn't say hi or anything, just bundled up in his hoodie. He's got his earbuds in and just doing his whole thing going down the street.
Loughner's father, Randy, moved here 3 decades ago when this was a lonelier place. As things got more crowded, the family seemed to close in on itself. Woods points to the high bushes around the backyard.
They really just didn't want to be bothered. Leave us alone, and we're just going to do our own thing, and now this.
A wall of TV cameras and 200-plus journalists camped just off the end of the Loughner driveway. On Tuesday afternoon, hours into the journalist's stakeout, an unidentified man finally emerged to distribute a written statement.
We're just here to support the family. Anybody else? It's your patience, guys. No other thing.
The statement is brief, expressing the parent's sorrow, and it includes the line, "We don't understand why this happened." But a lot of people who never met Loughner seem to understand. Right-wing commentators have tagged him a left-wing pothead because he was busted for drug paraphernalia and he listed the Communist Manifesto on a reading list. Left-leaning commentators say his nonsensical YouTube videos about government mind control indicate the influence of right-wing conspiracy theories. Neither side knows what it's talking about, says Amber Troy.
He definitely thought that the government was controlling his mind, but he didn't say which side.
Troy took a poetry writing class with Loughner at Pima Community College last spring.
A lot of the times when he spoke, none of us understood what he was trying to say, honestly.
The words you could understand, but the ideas you
Right, yeah, the words we could understand, like, he wasn't, like, mumbling or anything. Like, the words we could understand, but where he was coming from, what he meant by them, what he was, the concepts that he was trying to get across, like, none of us could really grasp.
But it wasn't ideological, she says. He just seemed to want to get a rise out of people. Troy recalls a moment when another student had just finished reading an autobiographical poem about abortion.
So all of us were just very somber, she's in tears, and Jared starts laughing, and like a lot, and so we all just kind of look at him strangely, and then he starts bursting out about tying a bomb to the fetus and making a baby bomb. Yeah.
Loughner wrote his own poetry in the class. Another student, Don Kura, saved a copy and reads a bit.
Awaking on the first day of school, pain of a morning hangover. Attending a weightlifting class for college credit. Attempting to exercise since freshman year of high school. Crawling out of bed and walking to the shower. Warm water hitting my back. Eureka. Thoughts of being promiscuous with a female again.
Kura said Loughner had the poem memorized, and he stood up in class and performed it with great drama, at one point grabbing his crotch. But Kura says the poem itself is strangely empty.
I mean, most of us, when we have a eureka moment, it's something much larger and much more grand and much more engaging than, oh, I want to have some sex.
Loughner's friends talk about a change over the last few years. He didn't last long at jobs, and he was rejected by the Army. A friend from high school days, Travis Smith, wrote to NPR that Loughner, quote, wasn't always a bad person. He says there were growing signs of mental illness. Another friend, Bryce Tierney, hadn't seen Loughner for 10 months, and then on Saturday he got a voicemail from Loughner saying, "Hey man, it's Jared. Me and you had good times. Peace out. Later." Tierney's mother, Angie, says her son thought it might be a suicide message. Now the voicemail is evidence. And yet, while many people thought Loughner was strange, no one claims to have seen this coming. Certainly not Amber Troy, from the poetry class.
I mean, he was definitely strange, and like I said, he wasn't the kind of person that I was going to go, you know, have coffee with because I thought he was strange. But I mean, none of us were really afraid for our safety.
In fact, she says, when news of the shooting broke, it took her a while to realize that the suspect was the same Jared she knew. And when contemplating Loeffner's now infamous headshot, shaved-headed and smirking, she says she doesn't even recognize him. Martin Costi, NPR News, Tucson.